Many of you have probably heard of this place before, Prem Sarovar, or seen pictures of this place, but to come to such a sacred place and narrate the pastime of the formation of Prem Sarovar is my first time. So very, very special opportunity. We've just come a few kilometers from Varsana in the direction of Nandagaon, so this is somewhere in between the two. And a very wonderful Leela took place here. One time when... Oh, we're doing our translating? I'm sorry. Prem Sarovar discloses the mood of the place. One time, Radha Krishna were seated here and enjoying their pastimes together. They were sitting and talking and joking and laughing and enjoying one another's company. Then Radharani, being decorated with very ornamental garland, and even the breath of Radha was so sweet and attractive. The aroma of her garland and her whole being was so attractive that bees were coming around in front of Srimati Radharani. And she was noticeably uncomfortable with the presence of these bees swarming around in front of her. So Krishna decided that he should make an arrangement for the bees to go away. So he turned to Madhu Mangal. Madhu Mangal, make some arrangement, have these bees go away. So Madhu Mangal indicated, I know just the mantra to get rid of bees. And saying many mantras, he shooed the bees away and the bees were gone. So Madhu Mangal then returned and indicated to Shyama Sundar, Madhu is gone. When Radha heard the words, Madhu has gone, she was thinking, her beloved Madhusudan is gone. And although Krishna was seated immediately by her side, the mood of feelings of separation from Krishna, even in Krishna's presence, overwhelmed Srimati Radharani uncontrollably. And in a transcendental mood of ecstasy in separation from Krishna, she began to cry. And her crying was so intense that Krishna was amazed at the intensity of the love that Srimati Radharani had for him. tried to pacify her. Radha, I'm right here. I'm by your side. But her mood was uncontrollably strong. And Krishna became moved by the intensity of love that Radha has for him. And he also began to cry. And profusely, both Radha and Krishna were crying and crying and crying, tears of love for one another. So profusely that their tears of love filled this kund called Prem Sarovar. There are these two terms in Sanskrit that indicate the feelings of love that one has for another in the sense of separation. The two terms are prema vivarta and prema vichitra. This is an example of prema vichitra, that is, the sense of the absence of the object of love or the beloved, even in the presence of the beloved. Jagatananda Pandit wrote a book by this other title, Prema Vivarta. Prema Vivarta is feeling the absence of the beloved, becoming overwhelmed with strong feelings of love in the absence of the beloved. This ecstatic love of Srimati Radharani is most wonderful. Her feelings were obscuring the very fact that she was in the presence of Krishna. And that ambrosial love of Srimati Radharani was deposited here in Prem Sarovar. In the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, particularly by the disclosure of the six Goswamis, this sense of intensification of love through feelings of separation is a very prominent part of our Gaudiya Vaishnava teaching. And Prem Sarovar is like a penultimate version of this love and separation, specifically the feelings of separation of love for Radha, that Radha has for Krishna, even in his physical presence. So in such a place we can offer our prayers to Srimati Radharani, that this mood that is part of Lord Chaitanya's teachings and the teachings of the Goswamis may somehow be disclosed or may purify our lives so that our attachment for Krishna may reach such a wonderful stage of feeling intense separation for him. In each of the pilgrimage places that we visit, there's a very special mood or feature of that transcendental place. That mood is reposed here, that mood of intense feelings of love of Radha in separation for Krishna. So we can sprinkle a few drops of this water upon our heads before we leave the place and offer this prayer to Srimati Radharani as mentioned. Shri Prem Sarovar Ki Jai, Srimati Radharani Ki Jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo.
Hare Krishna. There's a reason why, there are many reasons why love and separation is stronger than love and meeting. And one of them is that when two people meet, they can embrace and so on like that through some direct contact, they can have some exchange between themselves. But in separation, the connection is internal. And when the devotee is thinking so deeply of Radharani, of Krishna, then Krishna is present in the heart of the devotee. So this, when Krishna is inside, then the connection is even closer than when embracing Krishna like this. So like this, the connection in separation is even deeper than the connection in meeting. Shri Prem Sarova ki, Shri Radhasham Sundar ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Shri Vraj Mandal Parikrama ki. Take some water on your heads and we will go to the next place.